Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
How are you? I hope you're doing as well as you're looking. I'm trying to give you these ongoing encouraging messages to boost your self-esteem, to boost your self-image, to make you feel that it was in you all along here on WMFO Medford at 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and I will be with you on this show of that name for the next hour. Boy, it's kind of cold outside, and it's very dark. Next week, not this week, will be the darkest morning of our radio year. But this is the spookiest episode of In You All Along for the year. For all kinds of reasons. And I think the best thing for us to do in light of that is to just find out why by listening to something like this.
They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well,
I'll use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and all the charms of the feminine wiles to excite you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and I wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. I'll use my songs to entice you with verses to advise you, and all of my bags of tricks to shoes and rice you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. If you want a gal who would be a pal, who would never look at another, who would be good and true and take care of you, sorry, you want another. Use my charms to undo you, my arms to unglue you, all of the hicks of the weaker sex to voodoo you. Yeah, they say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and I wonder. girl. If you want a love who's a turtle dove, who will bring your life's little joys, who is sweet and shy with a gentle eye, I'll take the men, not the boys. Use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and you never can tell when I'll use my teeth to bite you. They say that I'm a witch, that I weave a spell, but I'll be your son of a, and I want the, well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all.
I put a spell on you.
She left school with Emily and others, working a store part-time. She dreams of a husband and lover, doesn't realize she's on a production line. Victory Bright, how have you ever tried to break out of your waiting room and find yourself a waiting room?
Well, I hope you aren't too scared yet. If you were afraid of the dark, you came into today's show already scared. And for that, I apologize, because I didn't realize. I would have perhaps programmed the show a little bit more sympathetically had I realized that. A lot of you are afraid of the cold. I've been in the Boston area for close to 20 years now, and I've realized the cold, much bigger source of fear than the dark. I think you have nothing to be afraid of. Embrace your courage. Embrace the inner strength that was in you all along. We just heard from the late, great, dearly departed Fats Domino. Boy, is there anybody that doesn't enjoy Fats Domino's music. That was his rendition of the Beatles' Lovely Rita, which came out a very short time after the Sgt. Pepper's album in which the Beatles originally released that song. There was sort of a mutual love affair going on between Fats Domino and the Beatles. The Beatles they cited Fats as a close influence. Lady Madonna is the song that's usually spoken of as their sort of homage back to Fats Domino. He then re-recorded that song himself along with Lovely Rita on his 1968 Fats Is Back album. He did one other song. I forget. In any case, I think Lovely Rita is as much a Fats Domino homage in its style as Lady Madonna. But nevertheless, we lost Fats this week, and I could go on and on. Check out the Fats Is Back album. I really enjoyed it. It was sort of his comeback as the 60s had taken the limelight away from the early greats of rock and roll. He was one of them, seizing it back. Prior to Fats, we had XTC with Battery Brides, parenthetically subtitled Andy Paints Brian. Also sort of an homage, I guess, because there was some flirtation with Brian Eno going on there, hence the Brian part from 1978's Go-To album. This week I assembled a Gravity Rise stand for a piece of shop equipment, and all I could think was, Gravity Rise. Prior to that, we had the inimitable Screamin' Jay Hawkins with 1956's I Put a Spell on You, a song of guttural spookiness and evil and bad intent, inspired by a night of debaucherous drinking before the recording session. Oh, I forgot. It's against station policy for me to describe that. It's a historical thing that happened. It was drinking that happened in 1956. We don't do that anymore, right? And we opened with Eartha Kitt with I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch, as she says, than never be burned at all. From 1959's The Fabulous Eartha Kitt. And boy, do we have a lot more to play, and boy, am I talking a lot. So what do you say? Shall we go right back into it? I think we should.
Send in the clouds, bring down the rain, shut all the blinds, turn out the lights. I feel insane when you get in my bed. I am the trick my mother played on the world. 17 doctors
can slow down the robot's pace. He never felt the mother's embrace. My mama named me after a king. I'm gonna bury my name in you.
Round, looking up and down, hoping that he isn't found. Justin Bieber in a haunted graveyard. Phantoms everywhere, giving him a scare, but they will not touch his hair. Justin Bieber in a haunted graveyard. Bieber hides behind the tombstone and he squirms. Ooh. What's that moving? Oh my gosh, his hair is full of worms. All the girly ghosts cackling and gross, dying to be Justin's hose. Justin Bieber
in the haunted graveyard.
Just tries to sing, just tries to dance, but he's poopied in his pants.
Sorry.
Justin Bieber in the haunted graveyard.
Justin Bieber in the haunted graveyard. His heart was full of dread.
the tombstone and he cries. Holy moly, what's that howling? Goodness, are those Justin Bieber.
Pranks, scarecrow, devil, skeleton, witch, goblins, that's all. Play pranks, sapphires, empty wooden barrels, bonfires in the middle of the street. Once I got arrested for setting fires, put on probation for the rest of the summer. Sapphires, stealing apples, breaking and entering, and that's Halloween. You always had it in for your enemies. Take a baseball bat, get behind a hedge, wait for your enemies. And your enemies would turn out to be witches, and they gave you a bag of candy. That's where you met your wife. I met her Halloween. Took her to a party. It was raining like hell. Soaking wet. Put me to bed. Gave me a couple of aspirin tablets. I got pneumonia. They put me in Lynn Hospital. That was 20 years ago. It was raining like hell.
Thank you. as a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D are Tinkerbell and tights. This celebration somehow gets me down, especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandy Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today, especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door, and I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad, and it makes me sad, and then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind, I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind, I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade.
Halloween Parade.
At the Halloween Parade.
Halloween Parade.
See you next year at the Halloween Parade.
I think that's about the hardest I'll ever have coming out of a song into a mic break. We just heard Lou Reed's Halloween Parade from 1989's New York album. It's a chilling and very sad reminder of all the people at the annual Halloween parade down in the village that were gone each year in the throes of the worst part of the AIDS epidemic. And Lou just gets right to the core of it, as he always does.
When sailors die.
Before that, we had Jenny's theme from the kids' soundtrack, Folk Implosion, from the 1995 soundtrack. I played that because it too is very spooky, as is kind of the theme here. Someone asked me this week if my shows are thematic, and I said no, only to go and get kind of thematic this week. Strangely enough, that actually is a theme during a part of the movie Kids, where one of the characters is revealed to her that she is HIV positive. So that was not intentional, but there you go. There's there's a theme within a theme. Prior to that, we had the inimitable Summer Villains with Justin Bieber in the Haunted Graveyard from 2010's Halloween-alicious. The Summer Villains will be playing this evening being this night, probably around 10 o'clock, at the Plow and Stars down there between Harvard and Central Squares. They put on a good time. Let me tell you, every year they put on a Halloween show. Put on your costume, go down there, do whatever you do in a bar that, again, station policy urges me not to discuss. And, I will guarantee the $5 cost of admission to the first two listeners that take me up on it. That's not me giving you a free ticket. It's me saying if you visibly are having a bad time, never mind. Let's move on. Right now, I'm talking over MC 900 Foot Jesus with his Buried at Sea from 1994's One Step Ahead of the Spider. Nothing spooky about this except for, well, you know, some of you are afraid of spiders. You shouldn't be afraid of spiders. They're your best friends. Your second best friends. Your best friend is your freeform radio DJ like myself. I opened up the PSA book here randomly, and I'm going to give you some good advice on public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I neither endorse nor, what's the opposite of endorse? Post the opposite of endorse on facebook.com/inyoualalong. Condemn, decry. I neither endorse nor decry the MBTA. But you should always get all the exercise you can. Is this a sound? Okay, we are moving into the home stretch here, so don't be too scared. But the radio show might end soon. In my world, nothing is quite what it seems.
schizoid man. Blood, whack, barbed wire, politicians, funeral pyre. Innocence rake with napalm fire. 21st century schizoid man.